I've been looking into Ireland's new tax-advantaged investment accounts, and one thing really stands out. Digital assets and cryptocurrencies are not included.
Right, and that's an important distinction. The eligible investments are limited to conventional regulated products such as listed stocks, bonds, and exchange-traded funds or ETFs.
It feels like a very thoughtful choice. The idea is to make long-term saving and investing more accessible by reducing tax complexity and administrative burden, while keeping the account structure within a familiar regulatory framework.
That's the main purpose. The accounts are meant to encourage broader participation in investing by lowering the tax friction that can make saving feel intimidating.
And honestly, that matters. So many people avoid investing because it can feel complicated, costly, or just plain uncertain.
Exactly. By offering a tax-efficient wrapper around mainstream assets, Ireland is trying to make investing more approachable, especially for first-time investors or people who don't have access to professional financial advice.
I like that the focus is on assets people already understand. Listed equities, bonds, and ETFs. Those are widely known, liquid, and subject to established market oversight.
And there's another key feature that makes this especially useful, provider-managed tax reporting.
That's a big one. Instead of investors tracking every gain, loss, or distribution, and then trying to report it themselves, the account provider takes on a significant role in compliance.
That reduces the administrative burden a lot. It makes the accounts more attractive to everyday savers who want a simpler route to building wealth.
It also shows that the exclusion of crypto isn't just an oversight. It feels like a deliberate policy choice.
Yes. Governments have generally been cautious about including cryptocurrencies in core personal savings schemes.
And there are practical reasons for that. Crypto markets are often associated with high volatility, fragmented regulation, and products that can be difficult to value consistently.
For a tax-advantaged account, the state needs certainty, clear rules, reliable reporting, and a lower risk of abuse or confusion.
That's where listed stocks, bonds, and ETFs fit much more neatly.
They trade on recognized exchanges, have established valuation methods, and have a long history of regulatory treatment.
Crypto, by contrast, often sits in a more complicated legal and tax position.
Different tokens may be treated differently, and the boundary between an investment, a commodity, and a digital collectible can be unclear.
That uncertainty makes crypto less suitable for a broad-based savings product.
Investor protection is another factor. Traditional markets have layers of oversight, disclosure requirements, and market infrastructure that crypto has only partially replicated.
So if these accounts are meant to be trusted vehicles for household savings, regulators are naturally going to favor assets with a proven record of transparency and accountability.
That's right. And it doesn't mean crypto has no place in modern portfolios.
No, not at all. But it does mean it has not yet met the threshold for inclusion in Ireland's preferred structure for long-term, tax-efficient investing.
For Irish investors, the practical takeaway is clear. These accounts will be useful for building wealth through conventional investment products.
Especially ETFs. They can provide broad market exposure, sector themes, or international diversification without the need to pick individual stocks.
Bonds can offer income and stability, while listed equities provide participation in company growth.
Together, those can really form the core of a balanced portfolio.
And again, the provider-managed tax reporting is especially important.
One of the biggest barriers to investing is not the market itself, but the paperwork.
When tax reporting is handled at the account level, it lowers the barrier to entry.
Investors can focus on asset selection, risk tolerance, and long-term goals instead of getting caught up in compliance details.
That kind of simplification is likely to make the accounts more appealing to ordinary savers, not just financially sophisticated investors.
It also sends a broader signal to the crypto market.
Tax-advantaged wrappers are among the most trusted vehicles for long-term wealth building. When a country chooses to keep crypto outside of them, it reinforces the idea that digital assets still need more regulatory maturity before they can be treated as mainstream savings instruments.
That doesn't make crypto less interesting, but it does suggest that its role in personal finance remains more speculative and niche than stocks, bonds, and ETFs.
For crypto investors, the likely result is that digital assets will continue to be held outside the new tax-advantaged structures.
That may still make sense for people who want exposure to the digital asset economy, but it also means accepting that those positions may be subject to more complex tax treatment and less regulatory comfort.
In other words, crypto remains available, but not in the same tax-friendly form as traditional investments.
Overall, I think Ireland's decision is conservative, but also very understandable.
By limiting eligible assets to listed stocks, bonds, and ETFs, and by having providers manage tax reporting, the country is creating a simpler, more regulated path for investors to build long-term savings.
For many people, that clarity is what makes investing feel accessible.
And for crypto investors, it's a reminder that digital assets, while increasingly prominent, have not yet earned a place in one of the most trusted forms of personal savings infrastructure in the country.